Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, our greatest success in this transmission is that more and more we're able to shape the debate. It's an incredible responsibility, and I want to say I'm thankful for it, but quite frankly, didn't even want this job. That's why I've been successful. I got involved in this because I believed in liberty and didn't want to live under slavery. I didn't get involved in media like most people to be a big shot. I got involved in media and crawled my way up to this point out of a dedication to freedom. And I know that's why you're listening and that's why you're involved. And God bless you. Key information coming up in the next segment dealing with the Second American Revolution. Will it be peaceful? Will it be violent? How do we turn this republic around? The most weighty of subjects will be carried and covered in the next segment. Let's go to phone calls right now. Let's go to Scotty in Iowa. Scotty in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. I wanted to ask your guys' opinion on I have some family members who are in the military. They're in the Army. And they were saying how Obama's making this new rule that if the enemy is not... does not have a weapon in their hand, you can't shoot them. And one of my cousins had one of his men get stabbed, or I shouldn't say stabbed, an enemy had a machete and hit him in the head.
Yeah, well, that's all part of PR. Obama will say, I'm anti-war, give me a peace prize. You know, you've got to put pink hearts on the sides of the bullets before you fire them, while he has drones blowing up whole buildings. And saying it's collateral damage to kill 200 people and only kill one bad guy, they claim. So that's all just PR baloney. And they're just getting ready to politically correct the military, put women in frontline combat, pulling crosses out of the chapels, because they want to phase it out in the next decade. They're going to go purely to robots. And then you'll just have people literally in pink outfits prancing around there to back up the robots at the attack factories and the mobile So they plan to have these giant floating fortresses that are the size of like 10 giant oil drilling refineries or oil drilling platforms. This is an official plan. Floating fortresses directly out of 1984. Guys, look up Pentagon plans and NATO plans, giant floating fortresses. And then they're going to have robot repair factories on those with big robot Ospreys and other attack craft that take off. And then you'll have supply ships at these giant floating robot attack systems. So don't worry. The whole esprit de corps, humans are out of it. Humans won't be working at McDonald's. They won't be working in factories. They won't be working in the military. You'll have technicians that back up the robots in case they have problems. But already top engineers don't even know how the computers work, and none of them can even tell how they all go together now. And the algorithms are all out of control. So you'll just basically have computers working on the computers. And at that point, the globalists are going to release the bioweapon. Just get rid of us. We're not needed anymore. They officially say they're going to kill us. What do you think about that?
That's insane. Another thing that I had a question on is some of my family members think that what Obama's doing is he's sending out some of our troops little by little, and that he's creating his own army.
No. They're creating their own. Well, there will be combat troops in each nation because, you know, it's fun to torture and kill people. So the Soviets will all have their own uniforms. The new neo-Soviet banker minion will all have their uniforms and have their purges and, you know, and rape our wives and stomp on us and kick our brains out and torture us and all that. So, yeah, no, they're all fantasizing about federal militias and how they're going to take all our property and our families and conscript our children into forced labor. So yes, that is going on. Their own domestic security force, yes.
Okay, that's just what my main question was.
No, that's official. That's their plan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the heirs were in the meetings, came out, and the core people went to jail over it, and they said, we're going to put 50 million libertarians and conservatives in camps. We're going to kill at least half of them. And that was back when our population was 200 million, back in the 70s. It's now 315 million. So you got to look at them killing about 80 million people. Or putting 80 million in re-education camps, which are really just big party houses for psychopaths. See, psychopaths have their biggest kind of like chili cook-offs when they have a big government. Psychopaths, the smart ones, build a big government because they can kill and steal on the way up, but then they have a big blood party at the end of it, like Hitler and Lenin and Stalin and Mao had, and Mao killed 65 to 85 million, no one really knows. And it's just all a big party.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Thursday edition. We're now into the second hour. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And the last 2 hours are carried by XM 166. And we are also simulcast on over 150 AM and FM affiliates across the country. And, of course, you can always find the free podcasts and audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the video feeds are at InfoWarsNews.com. One word, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And for the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Okay, coming up, I'll get to more of your calls. Jeremy and Jason and John and Sean and Charles and everyone that is patiently holding. And I'm going to get into John Kerry, the new Secretary of State. First initiative is the global carbon tax and shutting down what's left of American industry. We're going to be getting to that. We're also going to be looking at the economy in depth and how they're trying to hide inflation with horse meat and fake fish and the rest of it. That new scandal breaking as well. Also want to look at life extension technologies that the globalists have been suppressing. That's just some of what we're going to be covering here today. But if you remember, a few weeks after Obama was reelected, I made the call for a second American revolution. I made the call for a second American Revolution, but I was very clear that via the Declaration of Independence, and to quote our founding documents, July 4, 1776, in the Continental Congress, that it is our right and our duty to throw off an oppressive government that becomes destructive of the basic aims of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, due process, private property, things like that. And if you look at the long train of abuses, that's exactly what we're facing today by an order of magnitude conservatively. And America is a conquered country. Foreign globalist interest brag. I wrote an article a few months ago with Paul Watson. It's a very important article titled Banksters Declare They've Conquered the United States and Europe. And it's got more than 15, 16 different videos and links to world leaders saying the new world order is run by private banks. We've conquered you. And they're not free market. They didn't buy the world. They took over the world by paying off politicians and then having them sign us onto their debt. And only Iceland has said no and kicked the banksters out and actually arrested their bankers who were involved in the fraud. That's the only course. Now, to understand the fact that there is a solution and there is a way to beat these people, you need to first look at the enemy's attack profile. What is the New World Order global corporate mafia based in Europe, England, and the United States, dominating most of the world, paying off most of the Russians, in a power-sharing deal with the communist Chinese under a eugenics agreement agreed on in 1949 that Mao would kill a large portion of his population, later codified under one child in 1975 with Ambassador Bush. Now, under that power axis, they're mopping up a few Arab countries. They're mopping up a few Eastern European countries, a few African countries. They're mopping up here and there. But the whole world points out, hey, the big funder of the empire, the big once wealthy republic, you still got your guns, you still got some private property, you've got a federal tax of around 40% when it's a 75% or more in France that's the model, and Obama's hired not one but two socialist, globalist, French economists to come over here and run things. You saw that a few months ago. They're saying under the OECD, that's the real global banking receivership arm that they used to bring Europe under receivership during the Marshall Plan, that is the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development via the Ex-Im Bank, IMF, and World Bank through the local consortiums, Bank of England, Private Federal Reserve, and other systems. They are here to bankrupt the world system and to end the family, to make you so poor you can't afford to have children. And to where if you're poor, you're not going to be allowed to have children. And they've actually paid the welfare system to create a giant horde of disenfranchised, dumbed down, fluoride heads to actually be their weapon system. See, the eugenics is a balanced system. It's an algorithm to exterminate a certain number of the undesirables while also producing another group that will form the basis of your takeover army against your real enemy, the middle class, i.e. high IQ genetic groups, which can come from any so-called race, that in their structure algorithm studies would form a threat to the overall in-game takeover scenario. Now, when I start to get into all this, it gets very technical, and I'm going off schematics in my mind. And, of course, I've made a film on it almost 7 years ago, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But I can get lost in the minutia. Let me just reset and put it to you this way. There's a global corporate empire who doesn't just want to conquer you. Once it's in place, it is a scientific technocracy following a mindset based on Malthusian systems of exterminism or what would be called in modern terminology, a universal ultra-Hitlerian program of mass genocide against over 90% of the world's population. Now, we face that. That's their game plan. And they want control of the resources and control of the society to be able to carry that program out. And to do that, they've also dumbed the population down, created artificial arrested development. They have poisoned culturally, spiritually, but also physically the general population, as Thomas Robert Malthus called for. In what, about the year 1800, roughly, was when he put out one of his major theses. 1898 was the first publishing date of that. The essay on the principle of population. And he said poison them, release bioweapons on them, dumb them down. He said ship them to the colonies for slave labor. In fact, there's famous British Army colonel manuals that are in the Smithsonian where they talk about how to incubate the smallpox, how to pop the sores properly, how to lay it on the blankets, and then quickly, because it's fresher that way and has a better kill ratio, give that to the Indians. Oh, you see, that's 200-plus years ago. they give you vaccines today that kill you 20 years down the road. And again, I know this is so nightmarish. I mean, I know it's crazy, but it's real. I mean, it's what you find when you go study the real history. And there is no return from this unless we wake up to it. There's no future for our children. There's no future for anybody. And I want to warn those of you out there who serve the establishment on the so-called right and left, who think that you're just going to go quietly into the night and that you're going to be part of the winning team. There could be two exterminist, anti-human haters. There could be two high priests of the New World Order together in a high mountain temple. When they've exterminated the entire world population, if there was two of them, two biomechanical monsters, because that's what they believe they're going to turn into, standing at the ultimate pinnacle of exterminist, nihilistic flagellation, they would kill each other. So I know where this leads historically. I know where this leads spiritually, I know where this leads physically, I know where this leads intellectually, but in my gut and in my spirit and every level, there is no turning back for many of you, I know. But for many of you who are compartmentalized, you're listening right now, and you know what I'm saying is true, not because you know I've done my research, but because you're part of it.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because of...
And then the rest of them go through the fact that they agree with him. Yeah, the Federal Reserve's our master, but it doesn't matter. They're in control. That's the way it is. And that's like the alien spacecraft arriving at Earth and your television sets go, psh, I am Gorgon. We have come to capture your planet. We will destroy your planet as we've done countless others if you do not submit immediately to us. And they're all over the news announcing we're slaves while having dramas and sitcoms and movies and police training manuals where they tell you this doesn't exist, the banking takeover doesn't exist, terrorists say it exists, and they're going to blow stuff up. No, the globalists are going to blow stuff up and then try to come arrest all of us. So when we come back, I'll break down just some of my thoughts and ideas, talking points from my research in history, of how we can really kickstart a resistance before it gets physical and really cause a real cultural revolution, a cultural seismic awakening. And it either happens that way explosively or it doesn't happen. The globalists know how easily this can happen. All we have to do is speak to the human instinct of survival that beats in the hearts and the minds of most of the minions of the system who are going to be destroyed as well. We just have to get the message out, and it's game over. We've beaten the tyrants countless times before. We'll beat them this time again if God is with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Gentlemen, your calls and a ton of news are coming up, but I'm basically trying to break down how the world works, what the driving philosophy of the controllers are. So they've gone for 50 years saying, oh, the John Birch Society, the lying demons, because it was only the John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s that was even covering any of this. And so they would go, oh, those crazy conspiracy theorists, they say our government put Mao in. Oh, all been declassified in the mid-90s. CIA put him in 1949, declassified, go look it up. Biggest mass murder in history. One in communism. Nixon was just making public a deal that was already done. And that isn't America. Pundits will then say, how dare you say America runs the commies? Criminal megabanks run the commies. Read Tragedy and Hope, written by Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, who he cried in a speech and thanked as the man that taught him everything. His CIA handler, when he was in the CIA and sent over to England with Hillary, has been CIA from the beginning. By the way, that's documented. It's just the general public. Did you know Anderson Cooper's admittedly CIA? And what is he, an Astor? You know, the point is, it's the same Vanderbilt. Yeah, the other one's an Astor, the Daily Caller guy. The point is that there's never an end to any of this. All right? And a bunch of rich people want to sick the giant dumbed-down mask on the middle class. So they plan a massive takeover in this country. Now, the solution to beat these people is in their defense strategy. What are they organized around? They're organized in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act before Obama got in for state insurrection, even by legislatures. It talks about legislatures and governors and state insurrection. When we're talking civil war stuff. You notice they build Obama as he'll be the Lincoln. They knew people were going to resist this. He'll crush the states. If you don't like turning your guns in, you're a racist. You're the Confederates. You're like, what's that have to do with that? If you don't like socialism, you're a Confederate. You're a white Southerner, Rangel says. Al Sharpton says. All the MSNBC pundits, Rachel Maddow, Slimeball, Matthews, all of them. You're like, doesn't make sense. No, it does. The globalists are going to blow stuff up and say the new Confederates did it. How did I know all this was coming? I was seeing Army War College stuff 5 years ago, before Obama. They were getting ready, though. They were putting these out to the troops and putting them out to the officer corps. So I see them getting the next war ready. And they do synthetic wars. They make them up. They run all the sides. So I see them getting it all ready. And I'm like, hey, the plan is they're going to say he's Lincoln. They're going to start a civil war. And so the entire program is set up, though, to where they'll artificially represent the states and call it Confederate. When the states of the Declaration of Independence and the people can reconstitute the government whenever they want. They want to build a federal government against the states and the evil whites. That's the new targets, the bullet training, the manuals. They want a false billet. It's us minorities and a loving socialist government against the evil white right-wingers. Kill anybody in a John Deere hat. Let's get them. Yeah. Okay. Now, they want to push that false idea instead of people like Sheriff Clark, who's black and super smart and well-spoken, has a hero background, along with 400 other sheriffs now, saying this is going to cause a revolution. We're going to be with the people. That totally freaks the system out. In fact, if I was the globalist, this is the type of person I'd go after, Clark, and other sheriffs like Mac. But the fact that he's black and talks like George Washington absolutely is like kryptonite to these people. All right? Of course, that's an analogy of a good guy. What's something that takes out water to the witch in The Wizard of Oz, okay? He's like water to the witch. I'm melting. So they want to have this balkanization, have this division. That's why it's so cartoonish. You turn on any drama or show. Yeah, the whites are murdering killers and all veterans that are white are terrorists. And McGarrett's going to take out the evil white person. Next show. Yeah, crazy terrorists just blew stuff up. He thinks they're spraying stuff on us. Next show. Yeah, the founding fathers were killers and racist filth had to be dealt with. Next channel. Yeah, those that don't like socialism are actually enemies and planning to hurt children. Next channel. Yeah, the mother didn't take vaccines. We took her kids for abuse. It's abuse to not take shots. Next channel. Oh, fluoride's good for your children. Everyone knows it. So is aspartame. Only extremists that are child molesters are against it. Next channel. Oh, the lights are off because the rebels blew the power plant up. Uh-huh. See, if you're awake, it's cartoonish. But see, the general public watches that. They go to work, they go home, they watch TV. That's their matrix. That's their bubble. So when I come back, I'm going to tell you how to beat these people. Okay? I'm going to tell you how to beat them. Because in their defense strategy, you see where they're weak. You understand? And I'm going to tell you, you beat them at one level. I'll just tell you when we come back. I mean, the thing is, if you knew what I knew, which isn't hard to know. If you understood my mind and understood the history, we could defeat them very quickly.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up. I want to kind of get out of brainstorm mode here and try to just nail this down calmly. And a lot of it I've already said before. But we can defeat the globalists if we know who they are and how bad they are and really get people out of their trance to realize that they can't be spectators any longer. And as this system gets more and more abusive, even decadent slobs will start to wake up and try to do something. But the biggest issue here is teaching people they do have power. Doing little things against the system. Telling people about this radio broadcast. Telling people about books and films that expose the New World Order. Running for political office, even if you lose. Educating people. Where you spend your money. What you support. Growing a garden. Buying local. Getting healthy. And none of us are perfect. It's just moving in the right direction. Big things have small beginnings. Now, that said, how do we defeat this? Well, first off, we see the globalists want to divide and conquer everybody. And we see they want to get rid of borders and bring in globalism to replace our republic. So basically, anything the globalists are for, we need to be against. If they're for taking guns, there are intellectual arguments for guns, obviously. But we just know to be against gun control because the globalists are tyrants and want to take our guns to enslave us. So I don't debate or argue with them. That's why I didn't debate. In fact, I debated too much. I should have debated even less with Piers Morgan because he's not there to debate. He's a hatchet man. He's there to try to sell the disarmament and enslavement of our people, no matter what color they are. And we've got to come together for the real Bill of Rights and Constitution, the real civil rights, the real God-given rights, the real human rights of liberty and freedom, not the right of a woman or the right of being black or the right of being Hispanic or the right of being an evil white person, which they see as the main middle class that's left to be taken down. And we've got to discredit the system like our lives depend on it, because it does. It does depend on it. Now, that said, the way to defeat the globalist is a rediscovery of the Declaration of Independence, that it is our right and our duty to throw off oppressive bonds, and that we are the sovereigns, and that we are the officials, and that we are the authority, and that the government people are our servants, and that corporations buying off government to just raise taxes arbitrarily or fines or fees or shut down power plants, that that's illegal. That the establishment can't just sell off utilities for pennies on the dollar to their friends. That's not privatization. That's piracy. But all that aside, this is the gist of it, the key. In their defeat, finding the way to defeat them is to look where they're most defensive. Because where is the rightful remedy? States' rights, 10th Amendment nullification, bringing the Congress and the federal government under control. But you're only going to do that when you realize it's fully captured. It doesn't listen to reason. It doesn't find the truth. It doesn't get religion. It doesn't come to Jesus, because it's a fully held pillbox full of foreign soldiers, full of global technocrats. We're designed to fight a foreign enemy in a uniform. These are bought off agents of globalists who are totally ruthless, and whose tool of control is to make you poor while consolidating and stealing your wealth. So we, as a people, first have to realize that, and then we have to realize, what are they worried about? States' rights, the family, the individual, races of people coming together around the Bill of Rights and Constitution as a human race for liberty. They're afraid of being independent. They're afraid of private wealth. They're afraid of freedom, because they're flaming authoritarians. So once you realize that, you look at how they're set up, saying states have no rights ever. Well, why do we have states? We know that's a fraud. How in 1913 they took the senators from the states who were elected by the legislature. Senators were pure creatures of the state, giving the states the veto power over government. That's the real system, separation of powers. And so we move for states' rights. We move for sovereignty of America and expose the fact that we're under globalism. We expose the fact the federal government's been captured and those serving them are collaborators. That's not rhetoric, folks. Like I'm saying, it's like they're foreign collaborators. They are. Get that through your head. Get that out to everyone, okay? And then we realize that's why they demonize states' rights. That's why they demonize gun owners. That's why they demonize, because they've got things planned so horrible, they know people are going to get out of their coma and finally physically resist, and the government and the foreign bankers know they have no other choice. They're all going to go to jail unless they bring in a total tyranny and arrest their opposition, those of us aware of their criminal takeover. So see, they're committed 100% to their cause. But if you really look at it strategically, militarily, culturally, historically, it's so over the top to have a foreign occupier, and foreign occupiers always get run out if the people have the will to fight. So why don't we politically fight and culturally fight ahead of a physical fight? Because even though there's a good chance they'll lose that, that's what they want to go to, because they can see long term they're losing the hearts and minds of the people. So their entire defense structure is around stopping the rightful remedy in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, of state sovereignty, individual sovereignty, Bill of Rights, Constitution that's duplicated in the 50 states. In case the head gets taken over, there are 50 other systems that can join together or separately lead the way out of the takeover. It's designed like ships that have their own air tanks in them, so if they're flooding, they just pump up the air tanks, or boats that can't be sunk that have styrofoam in them. But the globalists are in there like termites trying to eat out the styrofoam to sink us. You understand that? Well, we just need to bail. When you resist the globalists, when you criticize the UN, when you fight for sovereignty, when you go and get involved politically, when you speak out, look at Obama trying to rally all his idiot minions to go after guns and say, I need your horrible stories of what happened to you to personalize it. One man's a tragedy, a million's a statistic, as Stalin said. Because it's a culture war. And he's trying to rally the useful idiots he's sucking dry and abusing and destroying and all the poor he's creating because he's their front man. We need to rally everybody. You need to realize how important you are in this fight. But here's the key. I always build up to it. There's hundreds of little points I want to make, but the big central one is this. State sovereignty, a second American revolution, because that's a catching term and that's what it is. But not a Soviet cultural revolution, not a fascist cultural revolution, an American republic, born-again revolution of mind. That's where it all starts first. 90% of war is info war. And we take that revolution of mind, and we inject that revolution out there with the pride and the dignity and the focus that we have, knowing we're in the right. And not caring if we're criticized, not caring if people are brainwashed and laugh at us. They're victims. And we explain that the system is demonizing states' rights, gun owners, constitutionalists, and trying to typecast it as WWE star Jack Swagger in a staged arrest demonizing Alex Jones. They're doing all of that because they know that is the way out of all of this. And so they want to make Hispanics, blacks, northern whites, whoever, think, well, you're not part of America. Even though it started in the North, you're not part of 1776, even though you live in Boston or New York. You don't know your history. You're not taught your history. Oh, no, it's those evil Southerners. They want to keep the guns because they're racist. The big delicious punch bowl of the Republic that everybody would want to drink out of. And what's Chris Matthews and Al Sharpton doing? They are bent over, using the restroom, in the punch bowl, so that people won't go drink out of it. But that's not the real punch bowl. You understand that? And so we just simply have to point out they're desperately demonizing things because that's where they're weak. That's where they can be defeated. That they're occupiers, that they're liars, that they're frauds, that they have tiny audiences now. They're imploding. That's why they claim Obama was a mandate. Obama has won. Everyone wants socialism and to turn their guns in and to have open borders. Well, they have the Crossroads Group and hundreds of millions of Republican dollars and Karl Rove leading it, demonizing even mainline conservatives like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. Because they saw all those Tea Party people get elected and all those Campaign for Liberty people get elected, a whole bunch. So Karl Rove comes out and says, you got no one elected. I got two people. And they announce it's a mandate with Obama. Obama, Obama. It's all a hoax because they've got a 9% approval rating. They're imploding. They're in trouble. They're falling apart. So they've got the WWE Republican run with the big Republican moguls of Jim McMahon and his wife. And you've got Fox News up there making jokes about it and acting like they're against it but actually pushing it. And you've got shows on Fox TV demonizing constitutionalists. See, Rupert Murdoch. All of this trying, because the same globalists own the Republicans and the Democrats. And they're scared of a real revolution in the most likely candidate, the Republican Party, to get friends in Congress, to give moral support to constitutional conservatives and libertarians in the states, to get together with a real movement to take over the Republican Party and take America back. That's why they had to put Romney in, one of their establishment types, to kill it, to make sure it failed. So that they could claim the mandate. It was rigged at every level. The fix was in. And they're going for broke right now, not because they're strong, but because they're 7 to 10 years behind. Even Brzezinski says that, one of their top tacticians. And they know if they don't get it all done now, it's over. So that's why you're going to see Fox News try to pacify conservatives. Because, and they say on there, we don't want Alex Jones. We don't want Alex Jones to radicalize conservatives. And oh, Alex Jones doesn't speak for conservatives. You bet. I don't speak for New World Order fake Republicans. And see, Glenn Beck, who's a chameleon, he knows this. Back when Ron Paul had a chance to win 4 years ago in the primaries, he shot him down, said his supporters want to blow stuff up, the army needs to be used against him, I'm for the banker bailout, you know, the Bilderberg group's not bad. Now he's like, I'm a libertarian, and I don't like the Republicans, and I'm leaving their party. And Karl Rove is taking it over and trying to kill the Tea Party, which is all true, except, okay, you've got New World Order Karl Rove, probably listening right now, lives in Austin, you've got him up here. Total New World Order, because they work for the foreign banks. They got to give you a fake choice of Obama or mainline Republicans. And then you've got Glenn Beck, you know, next, who's there, who just wants the market of the libertarian conservatives. And he's doing a lot more good than mainline Republicans, so I'm not bashing him. It's just that I don't trust him. I mean, these guys are all shifty-eyed beyond, but they're not real. They're all about how they're winners, and they figured out the angles. Figuring out the angles isn't how you win, folks, in a desperate situation. You go past the angles. You redefine the game. That's how we're going to beat this. It's our only shot, and it's a big shot. We've got a really good chance of beating this thing. If you realize, folks, you're not signing on to some global corporate takeover. You're signing on to something that makes Hitler look like an uncoordinated schoolboy. I mean, you're talking Incredible Hulk versus a electroshock therapy Hitler, okay? A lobotomized Hitler. I mean, this is a mean machine, but it only can convert and take over if you're not aware, if you're not involved, and if you don't realize how over-the-top cuckoo this eugenics takeover is. Okay, so we've got all that happening. So I'm calling again for the second American Revolution. And you notice the media tried to spin it. He wants to take up arms. No, the opposite. I want to take up info weapons. The pen is mightier than the sword. The keyboard. The bullhorn. The banner hang. The bumper sticker. Now, 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 now. And realize the unbelievable holy mission you're on. I mean, you are literally in the footsteps. Our forebears fought the greatest empire the world had ever seen. Never been beaten. But I'll be honest with you. The British Redcoats were not that evil compared to what we face. They were powerful. But the reason our forebears committed to fighting something and never been beaten, because it was horrible to be a slave, it was horrible to be humiliated, and they saw things getting worse, and they saw their lands being taken, and their kids being pressed as slaves, white slaves. They just called it impressment. Didn't call it slavery. For 10-year stints on ships where the average person only lived about 5 years. He had a very low chance of living. They would go around town and grab men, women, and children, mainly. Well, not really women. That was later. But the point is, they would grab women for other service. But they would grab boys and men. But boys mainly because they could be made to serve. For the hellish slave trade, you name it, that was going on the east coast of Africa. The point is, I don't want to digress into history here. We don't have a choice. And hell, you can go get Jack Daniels and Prozac and go watch the football game and say, I don't care. Devil take it. That's your business. But this is the animating contest for liberty. This is the real deal. And the entire globalist program is focused on demonizing the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners, constitutionalists in the fetters. And why? Because we carry with us what made America great. We are the Americans. We are the informed. We are the people that are left. We're the real elite. We're the real remnant, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, German, Chinese, Jewish, Tasmanian. The point is, you're it. And whether you're, and if you're listening anywhere in the world, you're facing the same global corporate design program. Unified agenda, same textbook, same name, same deal. And you're it. We are humanity's best and only hope. And God is behind us. But listen, you got to take the first steps. and say, God, I'm going to fight the corruption. I'm going to do the best. Show me what to do. Say that prayer. Even if I don't, whether you're a Christian, a Jewish, Muslim, an atheist, if you don't even believe in God and spiritualism or whatever you want to call it, asking the ether, asking the source, I want to be good. I want to fight corruption. I don't know what to do. Open up the doors for me. Show me what to do. The universe, the doors will just open. The universe, as Martin Luther King said, justice is there in the universe, and the universe bends towards justice. The providence. You've got to ask for the providence. You've got to decide you want to be good. You've got to decide you want the truth. You've got to decide you want liberty. You've got to decide you don't want to be ruled by bad people. Because here's the thing about evil. Once you get bad guys in place, but who aren't completely, sadistic and murderous, they'll be replaced by those that are worse, and then those that are worse, and those that are worse. That's why you always get such crazy, wild men, royalty bathing in children's blood, or burning down whole cities, or declaring themselves God, or demanding human sacrifices. Because megalomaniac psychopaths will always end up taking over a big government. We're in deep trouble. We need 1776 worldwide now.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dope? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hit.
Dog food! I saw his dog food!
Hey, where's the bar? Let's have some drinks here, see what's going on, for crying out loud. Hey, waiter, here, this is for you, all right? Oh, Captain Hook. How about the granule, man? Forget about it. I'm just kidding, all right? Oh, this is your wife. Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh? Okay. Hey, doll, how are you? Huh? You live alone? Hey, Rabbi, nice to see you. Okay, you're all right. Folks, how are you? Huh? And this is your grandson, huh? Oh, wonderful boy. Nice boy, right? He's a good boy, I'll tell you. Now I know why tigers eat their young, you know?
And I thought we'd play that because I haven't talked much about the horse meat scandal that's so huge now and how it ties into all this. But here's USA Today. Fish fraud is off the scale at restaurants nationwide, and you're paying top dollar for snapper or flounder or whatever the case could be, swordfish, and you're really getting tilapia that they've reformed, and they've got all these ways to make it fake, kind of like the red slime, the pink slime. But you know what? I know what all these big industries can do, the fish industry, the restaurant industry, Nestle and others caught with the horse meat. Just say it's a conspiracy theory. Hell, you could serve them. Well, the Japanese are actually coming out with this, reconstituted feces. If you guys pull up poop as meat, it's a Japanese TV, but you can show the viewers, radio listeners. I mean, hell, you could have, I'm not kidding. With the average American, you could put like a centipede on their plate and tell them it's beef. And they say, that looks like a centipede. Go, conspiracy theory. And they go, oh, okay, let me eat that, you know, large redheaded Texas centipede. I say that because I caught one this morning. The kids got a kick out of it. The point is that, yeah, there it is. Fade it up. Fade up the poop meat. People think I'm joking. Can we fade up the poop meat, please? I mean, you think I'm joking here, but you know what? It's not poop. It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy theory. And of course, Natural News has pointed out, how about bromine in not just Gatorade, but scores of other soft drinks that will give you cancer and infertility and also make you have mental illness? How's that sound? Yeah, in Japan, they have the new meat product. As they say, it's quite delicious. Poop. Human poop. Here it is. You're a TV viewer. I'm not kidding. Sewage bun contains a great deal of protein. We research whether we can extract the protein and recycle it. The process creates delicious beef.
Sewage mud is rich in protein because it is alive with bacteria. These bacteria are harmless because they are killed by heat during the manufacturing process.
Look at that poop meat.
The red color is obtained by using food coloring. The artificial steak, according to initial tests, even tastes like beef.
Oh.
In fact, to refine the flavor,
that's enough.
Professor Ikeda.
He enjoys eating it himself. You think I'm joking about this stuff? Folks, they spray live viruses, poop viruses, on most meat you eat. They won't believe that. Type in viruses sprayed on meat. It's 6 years old, ABC News. They radiated everything. They sprayed poop viruses on it. Hope you enjoy it. It's good for you. Think I'm joking about poop viruses? Whatever. It's in Latin, it translates to poop-eating viruses, or viruses that eat poop-eating bacteria, I guess is the full quote. I'll tell you, it's having knowledge is the beginning of sorrow. I think it says somewhere in the Bible. The bottom line is they're afraid of states' rights movements. They're telling you have no power. They're telling you the Tea Party's dead, the Republican and Democratic parties, because it's the stake that can go to the vampire's heart. It's the high noon to Count Chocula, okay? It is the holy water. To that Renfield-like creature known as Janet Napolitano that walks around dragging her knuckles on the ground like some type of albino possum re-engineered with a chimpanzee. Your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.